It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Hockman, it's Winderman. Congratulations on the 10 years. And feel free to keep reading my Ask Iras without residuals. But I cannot demand that the Heat score the first points and the last points of every game. I'm getting some kind of looks in the locker room. Congratulations.
We did not have the budget to get people to say things wishing me a happy 11th anniversary, so we have to play last year's 10th anniversary wishes, and we appreciate it. Ira Winderman, he's come strong for us once again and given us that message. Much appreciated. We've got a little road to a repeat here. Start out the 4 o'clock hour. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We've mentioned it. Panthers are back on the ice tonight. They're in Montreal, and this begins a 4-game road trip for the Cats. 3 of the games in Canada. The final one will be in Detroit. So they're in Montreal tonight, then Toronto, then Ottawa. They close out the road trip, taking on the Red Wings in Detroit. I think I saw today it's Vanacek in goal, right? It's going to be Bobrovsky tomorrow and Vanacek in goal tonight. Am I correct on that? I'll tell you where I can find out for sure. The Hard Rock app.
I'll double
Let's
check
see who's got the who's got the save props tonight.
Yes, so you are correct.
Vanacek in goal tonight.
Yes.
Panthers are a -170 favorite in Montreal. Now, mind you, Montreal beat them on Sunday in Sunrise. Panthers were a -300 favorite on Sunday when Montreal beat them. They're a -170 favorite tonight. Let's see. I like a shots on goal prop bet. Let's see. Bennett, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, they're all at 2.5, but differing odds. Brad Marchand is at 2.5 at +120. Now, he did go over 2.5 in his debut last Friday night. Let me just see the goaltender props. Oh, tonight is Montembeau for Montreal. I didn't realize he was playing tonight.
Montembum.
And Vitek Vanacek. Vanacek over under on saves is 22.5. Montembeau, 26.5. I had a bet last night.
Give me something.
This was such a great parlay that I put together. I can't believe I lost this. So I parlayed. It's a bizarre parlay, but I wanted to bounce between the Marlins and the Heat game. Mm-hmm. So I parlay Juan Soto to have at least one hit, Otto Lopez to have at least one hit. I'll tell you the third leg in a second. So Otto Lopez gets a hit in the first inning. Click. Juan Soto gets a hit in the first inning. Click. I got the first two legs of the parlay before the Heat game even starts. I can hedge it now. They offer me a little buyout. I don't take it. I can hedge it if I want. Third leg of the parlay, I've got Bam Adebayo under 21.5 because of you, Crowder.
Yeah.
When I went over the totals yesterday, you said, oh, anytime Bam starts getting up in the 20s, 21.5, I take the under. And so I took the under. I don't normally bet unders. Dude had 16 points in the first quarter.
He went crazy.
And then I think he went into the second half at 18. Did he have 18 or more? He ended with 28 last night, but I didn't have a chance. Like, I even thought to myself, I can still hedge it as the game goes on. Because they'll have totals, and the totals move throughout the game. But I figure, so if he's got 11 at half, I can still choose to hedge if I think he's having a decent game or whatever. Well, you can't hedge it when he's got 16 in the first quarter. You'll never get a price that's applicable for a hedge. So I was out of that one.
Really. My bad.
Yeah.
Nah, and I thought they, you know, maybe they might have stayed around Bam. The Wizards don't know who Bam Adebayo is.
Tell you what, though, tonight I'm betting the house against this Montembeau just because of what Solana's been saying all day.
We've got a Henderson situation working here with Montembeau or Montembeau. You keep calling it Montembeau.
It's, well, it's not Montembeau. I keep saying that, but it's Montembeau. But it's like B-E-A-U-L-T, well, something like
it's
that.
It's French. Montembeau.
Oui.
Hawk, why don't you listen to me when we're talking basketball?
Here's the thing. Crowder was adamant on the air. Bam under. When it gets up that high, you got to play the unders. You didn't say nary a word. You texted me later. It was like, I don't know about the Bam under, because when I had sent you the first two legs of the parlay were in, you're like, that's when you're getting verbose. I mean, give me an argument on the air. I'm easily influenced here. You know, I have an emotional bodyguard.
$40,000 a month.
Pass.
I told you guys both yesterday. Bam owns Alexander Saar.
I don't remember you saying that.
Until you didn't my say that.
You only said that on the text.
I told you guys yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Remember we were talking about me not having sex because I know who Carlton Carrington is?
I remember you knowing who the players were going to be for Washington, but I don't remember you saying that Bam owns this guy.
Bam owns Alexander Saar. Best games of the season this year have been against the Wizards.
Well, I wish you would have told me that before I put that in as the third leg of the parlay.
Funny, you lie.
Okay.
Anyway, bet the house against Montembeau. What do you want to do here? You want to do headlines or 15 minutes of heat? We'll do headlines real quick with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Heat did win last night, and Bam Adebayo did tie his season high for quarters in a point. Points in a quarter.
Yes, and quarters in a point.
With 16 in the first quarter.
Man. He got quarter. They were giving him quarters?
Quarters in a point.
Quarters in a quarter. Point.
Yeah.
They pay him in quarters?
Montembeau. That'd be a good, like for an acai bowl place up in Montreal. Yeah. Sam's Montembeau.
Tell you, Hawk, you're a marketing genius.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is why I have begun my 12th year in afternoon drive. Sam Montemboles.
The Heat will play the Boston Celtics tomorrow. That'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip.
I was thinking about, it's my anniversary show. What should I play today? What's my, marquee moment? And I started looking through the spreadsheet. I realized all my marquee moments are someone else doing something funny. I don't have anything. My best moment on the air is Alex Dono taking Ambien on Frito's show.
I enjoy the man with the little legs.
Yeah.
Oh, Marlon Shirley.
I enjoy Marlon Shirley.
We should probably play that. It wouldn't be an anniversary if we didn't play that. Yeah, that is a good one. Because I was going to tell you, like, my top moments over the last 11 years on the air is Alex Dono on Frito's show and John Renshaw on Dono's show. Those are my top two moments.
You broke news on the Canes one time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, that was, I still need an emotional bodyguard over that.
$30,000 a month.
Pass.
You got a counter, Hawk. This negotiation is one way.
But it's really not, man. You just keep going backwards and backwards. I just there's no point in me countering. You're down $20,000 from where you started.
25. What are you going to do?
Put that in the montage, though, for next year. For my 12th anniversary, which will enter my 13th year, put the Sam Montemboles segment in there. Oh, I'd like to replay that next year.
Will do.
Solana's like, who? Sam Montemboles. I am getting so close to hosting this show, he doesn't even realize.
You just hear how he talks about our show on Preheat.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Solana with Hawk and Crowder, and we were speaking about
it. That's BS, man. Is it? That's not true. Man.
My drive time show, Solana with Hawk and Crowder.
Our old associate producer, Steven Preciado, texts me, greatest moment in show history was the Corey Dickerson interview. Listen, you guys almost topped it with Jonah Bride, and I wasn't even here for that one.
Hey, man. Big get for Solana.
That wasn't me. That was Appel. I didn't. Dude. I had no part of that interview. Zero part of that interview.
Crowder's talking yesterday about how he's staying in the car to listen to Joe Rose talk to Griffin Conine. In the meantime, he's got Jonah Bride on the show, and people are driving their cars off cliffs.
Oh, boy. I wanted to walk away. I muted myself. Yeah, I'm out of here.
I heard that Jonah Bride interview. I called Ryan McGuire. I said, you know what, brother? You're right.
Is he going to text you? Happy 12-year anniversary?
No, he does not have any contact with me. In fact, he stopped following me on Twitter. Wow. I follow him, but he unfollowed me on all social medias, probably because word got back to him that I crush him relentlessly since he's gone.
But I respect that, Hawk. As a grown man, somebody unfollows you. You don't have to unfollow them. That's schoolgirl stuff.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on in his life. Westwood One.
Yeah, you're a man.
Man. Need an emotional bodyguard, though. I'm a very fragile man.
$20,000.
Pass.
Hawk, how are you planning on celebrating tonight?
Funny that you say that. I actually was thinking of going to Flanagan's tonight with Lori and celebrating the anniversary. But have a friend in from out of town, and he texted me and he wanted to know if I wanted to get a coffee tonight, and so we may get a coffee and a pie.
Yeah. Stare in his eyes and drink coffee on the end. That's a celebration.
Well, listen, we all celebrate our own ways.
What's the job description of your emotional bodyguard?
First of all, you can't start the day by eating fish dip.
What? It's delicious.
That's
like
crazy,
having a big bowl of mayo to start the day.
But you have you ever ate shrimp and grits? That's seafood in the morning.
So, yeah, well, someone texted in, like, what about lox and bagels, Hawk? Because I think my hangup was fish in the morning. I think that was my hangup. But then people are texting me, like, lox and bagels. I mean, that is pretty much standard fare for Jews. So
delicious. With the capers, with the little bulbs.
Right,
little
bulbs, yeah, capers. Man. So I don't know what the hangup is about fish dip in the morning, because it probably makes more sense than I'm giving it credit for.
Yeah, it's fish, it's mayonnaise, it's onions, water.
What kind of fish is in that fish dip?
Tuna.
It is? Is that normally in fish dip?
No, Delaware Chicken Farm does it. They used to have kingfish. And then about 7-8 years ago, they went to tuna, which then it went off the chain. It was always good, but the tuna fish
Flanagan's
dip,
happens to have a good fish dip as well. I know Solana doesn't eat fish, but they happen to have a good fish dip, you know, with the crackers and, carrots and whatever.
Water wafers. I looked during the break. They're called
water
wafers.
Crackers. Water crackers are very good, very expensive. It's very classy. When you put out water crackers, like you do a charcuterie board.
Water
you got
crackers.
Ritz crackers and Triscuits. You ain't fooling anybody.
I tried to put Triscuits out for my dad the other day, and he said, "Chan, where's the little circle ones?
Yeah.
That you had the other day.
Yeah, those come, Triscuits, you know, stuff. Like the one sleeve box. Yeah, those are
exactly.
Good.
I didn't know people dislike Triscuits like that, because every time Triscuits. I love Triscuits too, but you put Triscuits out for a guest, they sit there and they get mushy. Nobody touches them.
I love Triscuits. First of all, a lot of fiber. I can't get enough fiber in my diet.
You like the potty.
Mm.
You like Triscuits for real?
Oh, I love Triscuits. I always have Triscuits in the house.
Those little cheese cubes from Publix, sharp cheddar on a Triscuit with a little turkey piece. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I have to tell you, you know what goes great on a Triscuit? My salmon packets. They do. You'd scoop out a little of that salmon, put it on a Triscuit. Holy mackerel. You'd think you're at Prime 112.
No, you don't think you're at Prime 112. How can you eat lox and bagels, salmon, and then go get a packet of waterlogged salmon and think it's good?
I love that packet of salmon. Had it for lunch today.
Bad off, man.
Delicious.
I feel like anything I would eat on a Triscuit, I'd prefer it to be on a Ritz cracker or on a
Ritz
water cracker.
Lori and I had this conversation at the grocery store the other day. Groceries, old-fashioned term. Trump keeps saying that. I don't know why he keeps saying that. Everybody uses groceries. He keeps doing that. I don't understand it. He keeps going. They say groceries, old fashioned word, groceries. I'm like, is it? Is groceries? That's an old fashioned word. Aside from that, I was having the conversation with Lori at Publix. How many products who over the years have come out with a million different product extensions? The original is still better than anything they've come out since. This is the rarest of the rare birds, in my opinion, and Ritz Crackers falls into that category. Ritz Crackers has 800 different flavors. Yeah. None of them are as good as an original buttery Ritz Cracker. You can't say the same thing about Pepperidge Farm Goldfish. I always use that as an example of, you know, some that had a million product extensions. The originals are good, but the cheddars are better.
Oh, extra,
you know what
cheddar.
I mean? Yeah. Ritz Cracker is one of the few things that's had product extensions. Oreos, double stuff are better than the regular. They just are. Ritz Crackers, the original, are the superior version of all the Ritz Crackers. Put that in the montage for next year, by the way. 12th anniversary show.
Apples.
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 Are you having a different conversation than I am? Put that in next year's montage. Yeah. No, but that, I'm telling you, that's the rarest of rare, where there's a whole bunch of product extensions, flavor additions, and the original is still the best.
I'm sure it's a drink, though, with those, like, the Cokes. Like
original
the Cokes.
Gatorade is not the best Gatorade. No.
But, like, Coke, the Coke vanilla and the
That's
Coke.
A good one. Coke. Original Coke is the superior Coke. Version. They've had a million different, and there's good. Oh. Cherry Coke is fine or whatever. Original Coke is the superior version.
This orange cream has a commercial now.
Yeah, it's terrible, too. It's not the commercial. The actual flavor is terrible.
No, that's what I saw. That's the worst Coke I've ever drank in my life. They have commercials for this orange cream crap. Yeah, it has to be a drink. But you have a hell of a point. I don't know. Chicken wings.
You're doing general stuff. I'm talking about, like, brand name something. And I would submit to you, too, people prefer lemon pepper over regular chicken wings. People prefer honey barbecue.
Pancakes.
All right. Anything else in the headlines?
What I wanted to get to, Hawk, is if, you know, you didn't have big plans. I would like to wish you a happy anniversary with this news story.
Oh.
Sydney Sweeney has called off her wedding because she's not ready to settle down, according to several reports. So her and fiance Jonathan Davino are no longer an item. So I would just like to congratulate you because your chances
back in the game
at getting with Sydney Sweeney.
Back in the game, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
They got
better
honey
than
ketchup.
Mayo
they
chup.
They got mayo chup. They got sweet ketchup. They got the spicy ketchup. Good old fashioned Heinz
spicy
ketchup
at Whataburger, though.
Oh man, that you know what? I have PTSD from that. Messing with that damn lady
good PTSD.
About that spicy ketchup? No, bad. There's no such thing as good PTSD. Ma'am, leave this damn lady alone.
Making conversation.
She didn't want to talk to us.
I made her day go quicker.
You made her day. It was 12 at night. She's been there 8 hours.
Yeah. I was giving her a little something to brighten up the long shift. A little conversation with the Whataburger customer.
She hates us.
It's not even real. It's a facade. The spicy ketchup. There's nothing spicy about it.
Mm.
It's pretty spicy.
Hooters has officially declared bankruptcy.
Wow.
I hate that.
Yeah. Now they're staying in business and they're selling back to the original owners. And they say they're not going to skip a beat, man. You're not even going to notice. They're just going to reorganize and... But I like Hooters. I think it's underrated.
I enjoy it too. Work there and capitalize there.
Yeah,
back in my younger
days. That hard.
It did work. I was the prep guy.
Yeah.
Why don't they rebrand? Knockers.
As movies?
Knockers.
There was a place called Melons for a while. I think it was up in like Daytona Beach.
Really?
They could call themselves Knockers and do delivery only. Only. That's actually
what is only.
That's delivery actually a good only. Idea. Delivery
it's
only.
Italian for delivery. Delivery only.
That's a new pasta.
Hey, let me get a delivery only and Alfredo.
Would you want a protein? Leferione.
Bro, F you guys, man. I had dental work done today. The entire right side of my mouth is numb, and I can't feel it. That's why I keep messing up words. And I thought I'd be able to just hammer through, but today's been rough.
Oof. It's going to be a Whittingham call at the Serie A match. Deliverione with a great pass.
You have more dental work?
Yeah, I got to go back tomorrow, too.
Brimonies.
This the same guy that works out of his garage?
Listen, you don't have a leg to stand on, Doobie.
Hey, man, I have a tooth fall out in like 8 months, 9 months.
That's not something that you should be proud of.
Hear that?
Yeah, we hear it. Mm-hmm.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Delivery only Hooters, as Knockers happens to be a funny joke. If you guys disregard the delivery only sentiment.
What am I missing? What's funny about it?
Because they're knocking. School. They're knocking on your door. They're called Knockers.
Oh, I got you. Knockers.
Chan. He'll laugh. He's in seventh grade. Chan.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy to think you started the segment with Montembeau 17 times. But you won't
Montembeau's.
You won't give me a chuckle for Knockers, huh? Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That's your weather.
All right, we can play Marlon Shirley in the next segment. Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that in the next segment. I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I went there today for my Deliverione shot. A lot of people, they get the brand name testosterone. I get Deliverione. Why is that word so funny? Deliverione. I also like he said only incorrectly by saying oni and blamed it on a dental appointment.
The right side of my jaw is numb.
Everybody knows when you go to the dentist, you can no longer say L's.
What? Bro, my mouth is numb, man.
So the L leaves your mouth. There's no more L's.
It was like an actual explanation he was giving it. Ah, I meant only. I had a dentist appointment today.
Huh? He drilled all the L's out of my mouth.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sour Queen.
Hawk and Crowder.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I want to play this Marlon Shirley thing, Crowder. First, I want to give you a little 15 minutes of heat, very abbreviated version. Who brings us 15 minutes of heat, Solandria?
It's our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Right now, Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. And remember, we want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. They're the number one Kia dealer in all Florida. Check them out online at hollywoodkia.com.
We've talked several times about the heat and their situation and the play-in tournament. So Ira Winderman gets a email at the Sun Sentinel for the Ask Ira column. Ira, let's play the play-in game. In order, who would the Heat least want to play in the play-in round? And Ira says, okay, I'll bite. With the play-in field knees basically set in some order, with the Hawks, Magic, Bulls, and Heat, and with the Heat likely having to go 2-0 to advance to the playoffs. And Ira writes parenthetically, with the Heat's chances against the Cavaliers, another story for another day, if that even needs to be addressed. Ira says, I think Orlando would be the toughest opponent of those three for the Heat based on Paolo Banchero's recent breakout play. No team is as suited to play the Heat's grind game as a defensively superior Magic. The problem is that yet could become the Heat's opening matchup in the 9-10 win or go home game. From there, the Bulls seemingly would set up to be the next toughest, based not only on a 2-0 record against the Heat this season, including the recent victory at the Kaseya Center, but also their hot play to close the season, last night's blowout loss to the Thunder notwithstanding. That's not to necessarily downplay the Hawks, just that they seem the most uneven of the three potential opponents. Bottom line is all three have shown the ability to win against this Heat roster. Getting to the playoffs will be a gauntlet for the Miami Heat.
I don't want to see Montel Buzelis.
I'll tell you what. I'm telling you. What did Buzelis do last night against OKC? Did he hit the over 13 and a half?
I don't know. I didn't check. I'll tell you right now.
Let me see. Ride this Buzelis train, man.
The Buzelis train is not a – it's not –
you ain't watching Bulls basketball. Then.
14 points.
14? He hit the over.
14 and 7.
Huck, 8-3-1.
Yeah, but they weren't giving him any PT in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
18 minutes a game, 8-3-1.
I know. Guy should be playing 40 minutes a game, first of all. Extrapolate that out. If he was playing 40 minutes a game, he's averaging what? 26 points a game? Probably scoring leader in the NBA.
Montel Buzelis.
All right, here we go. It's the anniversary show. I started on this day 11 years ago in Afternoon Drive on 560 WQAM. We've gone through a lot of iterations since then. We've been simulcast on 790 for a while. We've had numerous producers and cast members. This is probably my signature moment. And this is me, you, Zach Krantz, and Falero. And if you've heard it, you know where I'm going with this. If you've never heard it, you're in for a treat. I used to do the sports headlines on the show, and our executive producer back then, Eric Falero, would usually, if there was a new sponsor, give me a heads up so that when I look down at the sponsor read, I'm not seeing it for the first time. He didn't do that on this one. I had made a mistake assuming it was going to be something that had been for, you know, months on end. And so when I started to read the actual sponsor read, it struck me as funny because, well, you'll hear for yourself. Here's my signature moment in 11 years doing Afternoon Drive on 560 WQAM. Florida Panthers lost last night. It was a crushing overtime defeat. Next up for them is Vancouver tomorrow night. Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, they lost to Wake Forest last night, 96-79. Next up for them is Duke on Saturday. And the Miami Heat, they host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Tip-off is set for 7:30. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the...
Saying him, he's quit.
This thing has been sponsored by LifeLock and Account Temps for 3 weeks, and I had not looked down. So that is on me. And you can imagine my surprise.
Hell of a crossover.
Get it together. Valero, you usually give me a heads up when there's a new sponsor.
I know, but I was trying to get Chris Broussard on, so. You got a new sponsor.
Thank you. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon... I'm not laughing at the story, by the way. I'm telling you, these things haven't changed for 3 weeks. And so, just imagine my surprise when I...
He's okay. He's okay. It's gonna be all right. Tell him what you want to do to the account, too.
All right. Here we go. This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley... That's wrong on so many levels. All right. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Well, maybe not this time. Oh, goodness gracious. Whew. Well, that'll be about it for my career. I would like to make it clear, I am laughing at myself for not having read this in advance, not at the actual message.
Message is
on point.
Yeah, man.
This update brought to you in part by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100 meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on. From a Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. When was that? Does it have a date on the computer entry there?
It does not, but probably like 2017, early 18.
Yeah, because it had to be. Ryan McGuire was the program director because it's got that stupid song at the end, Miami Sports Radio, and he implemented that. So if I started in 14, that was probably 17. That was probably 2017.
That gets me every time.
That is a classic. All right, that's the way you celebrate the anniversary show. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. Lines with Solana, so do not go anywhere. Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Hello, Mark Hochman. This is gold medalist Marlon Shirley. Being told today is your 10-year anniversary at WQ. Wait, is this who I think it is? Man, f*** this guy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.